25th of February, 2024, in protest against a U.S.-sponsored genocidal war, as bombs were falling and exploding all around, burning up the bodies of the children on the ground, huddling in tents and just waiting to die. This young man could no longer stand to hear the cries. On International Drive in Washington, D.C., a young airman walked up to the Israeli embassy as mothers buried babies who had no milk within, as white phosphorus munitions burned off the people's skin, as the troops were firing on those trying to find bread, as the body count was building up to 30,000 dead. Dressed in his fatigues, there on Embassy Row, he announced into the camera this was where he'd meant to go. An act of desperation and one designed to share the horrors of the crimes being committed over there. Like a mirror to the world, so no one could look away from what's happening in Gaza every minute of each day. Stood in front of the building, as ready as he'd get. He put his phone down so he could live stream it on the net. When he lit the fire, on the day he chose to die, with no way to stop the slaughter, at least he had to try. As the flames rose up, yellow, red, and blue, did he look up at the cross and wonder what would Jesus do? Secret Service came to point a gun at Aaron's face. The airman didn't move. He just stood in place. He'd come to make a spectacle. That was understood. If he couldn't stop the war, he'd do what he could. As his body burned before us in an unmistakable sign, again and again he shouted out, "Free Palestine!" On the 25th of February, 2024,